is Al Cammy
with Steve Bell, WTMA News in Florence.
The skies are clearing here in Florence at this hour as members of the NAACP gear up for a 2 o'clock demonstration in the city's downtown area. The march is in protest to last weekend's shooting death of 25-year-old Marvin Muldrow, who was shot to death by city police officer Clinton Snipes. Snipes had stopped Muldrow for an alleged traffic violation when he reports that Muldrow attacked him with a claw hammer. At that point, Snipes indicates he shot Muldrow.
Following the shooting death, two nights of violence broke out in downtown Florence with more than 9 people injured, another 9 arrested on looting and vandalism charges, and more than $100,000 in property damage. Following the violence, Governor James B. Edwards called in National Guard troops and placed them on standby alert. Along with the troops are State Highway Patrol officers and special weapons squads. NAACP head Frank Gilbert talked with us this morning, and we asked him...
The National Guard is still here. Sledded agents are still here. Tactical units are on hand. What do you expect their temperament to be? Will they be on the defensive, or do you think they'll restrain themselves?
Well, we are hoping that they're going to restrain themselves. We hope also that this will be a nonviolent and orderly march. It's just a matter of getting out there and trying to raise the sensitivity level of all people, both black and white, as to racial injustice in this particular city and in this state and in this nation.
We'll be back with more news from Florence in a moment.
WTMA News Time, 12:27. According to NAACP officials here in racially troubled Florence, some 7,000 people are expected to participate as more troops have been brought in to guard against potential violence. In our earlier interview with NAACP Chief Frank Gilbert, he emphasized nonviolence in today's one-hour march.
If they're on the defensive, maybe they have reasons to be on the defensive. But we are out there to do a job, and we want it to be conducted in a way in which we can be proud of the march. We feel that any disruption might maybe cause things to go wrong otherwise that we wouldn't want to go wrong. But we are staging a nonviolent march, and this is our part of our theme.
In Charleston news, South Carolina Highway Commissioner Robert Scarborough says the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency may soon approve an environmental impact study of Charleston's James Island Bridge project. The controversial project has been in the works since 1968. If the study is approved, the state will be required to seek Coast Guard approval to build a bridge over the Ashley River and Wapoo Creek.
Incidentally, Steve, the James Island Bridge was one part of the CHATS plan that was approved this past week. Elsewhere in Charleston, a spokesperson for the South Carolina Wildlife and Marine Resources Department says a hunter who said he killed a 300-pound black bear in Francis Marion National Forest has turned himself in. A department official said the man, who was not identified, was fined $50. Bear hunting is prohibited in South Carolina's Lowcountry, but is now allowed on a limited basis in the mountain region of the state.
WTMA News Time, 12:30.
Spanish doctors report that General Franco is still in grave condition, despite what appeared to be some improvement earlier today. The 82-year-old leader, whose heart appears to be failing, was able to hear mass, but his physicians hold little hope for recovery. In the meantime, Spain has reported tense, and the designated heir, Prince Juan Carlos, anxiously awaits reports from Franco's Pardo Palace.
Egyptian President Anwar Sadat is scheduled to arrive in Washington later today to begin an 11-day visit to the United States. Sadat is expected to ask increased military and economic aid from the Ford administration, as well as a pledge that Israel will be pressured to surrender more of the occupied territories.
An estimated 6,000 Spanish Saharans today staged a demonstration to protest sovereignty claims by Morocco and Mauritania in the disputed territory. The demonstrators carried flags over the front for the liberation of Sahara and shouted slogans denouncing annexation.
Fighting has erupted in Beirut again, and bullets and bombs are exploding in the European quarter of the city. The renewed hostilities between Christian and Muslim factions have prompted Western embassies to accelerate plans for removing their staffs from the city.
WTMA News Time, 12:33. NAACP gears up for a Florence demonstration. This is Al Cammy
with Steve Bell, WTMA News,
reporting live from Florence
on Sunday, October 26th, 1975.